It's time for Rant.
Today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. New Works has a fix for you, so check them out online, newwrxplumbing.com, for all of your plumbing needs and repairs. Today, 3 o'clock Pacific, live on Listen Up. Boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Be sure and join me again. That's today on Listen App at 3 o'clock Pacific. What a weekend of the National Football League. Arguably the greatest weekend in the history of the league, and I don't even think I need to say arguably. Incredible. We start with last night's game, the thriller with Kansas City beating Buffalo in overtime. A lot of people are criticizing Buffalo for not a squib kick with 13 seconds left in regulation. The hell with that. Bottom line is, 13 seconds left, the team should not be able to go from their own 25 down the field to the 30 to set up a game-tying 47-yard kick. I mean, that's as bad as it gets. The Buffalo defense, I mean, what the hell are you doing there? I mean, you give Travis Kelce a free release off the line of scrimmage, which set up the game-tying field goal? I mean, how does that happen? Blame the Buffalo defense. Don't blame the lack of a squib kick. Again, 13 seconds left, two plays, and the Kansas City Chiefs are at the 30. That's almost as bad as it gets. I say almost because what we saw with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Todd Bowles is as bad as it gets. What kind of play call is that? An all-out blitz when all you need to do is send the game to overtime? Tony Dungy said it best via Twitter. Quote, I didn't understand that last defensive call by the Bucs. All-out blitz? Why not just sit back, let them complete a 15-yard pass in bounds, and the games would go to overtime? I don't understand. Tony, a lot of people don't understand. What the hell is Todd Bowles doing there? That's about as bad as it gets. I think that may be the worst coaching decision that I saw all season long. But four phenomenal games, incredible games. There were a couple of blunders, but in my opinion, none bigger by the defensive coordinator of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in their loss to the Rams. And that's my rant for today.